We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to the laws of Rechilut, the first chapter, the seventh halacha, page Reish Aleph. Uvifrat im al yedei meniat ha-sipur lo yagia lo ha-ezek mamon rak divrei cherufin v'gidufin be'alma. If when a person is quiet, then people will just be upset at him and speak not nicely to him, but he won't lose money. She'yechalfu avur zeh bevaday asur. So then that doesn't permit one to go and speak just because people speak not nicely. A person shouldn't pay attention to it. That in the future, in the world to come, if a person is willing to accept that people speak that way about him, even though he's done nothing wrong, so then those are the people that Hashem says, those are the people I love. Ufanav yairu kor ha-shemesh, his face will shine like the sun. Kmo shamu chazal, the Talmud says, ha-ne'elavim ve'inam olavim, people who are shamed, but they don't shame back. Shoma'in cherpatan ve'inan meshivin, they hear people speak negative things about them and they don't answer. Aleim ha-ketuv omer, about them the verse says, va'avav kitzet ha-shemesh b'gvurato, those who love Hashem are like the sun shining, that it gets mightier and mightier. V'chol sheken b'zeh shesovel b'zayon avu mitzvat Hashem. Certainly someone who accepts the shame and he's silent, because that's the mitzvah. That's why he's silent. So then, how much more so that he has this promise. V'ayen b'ma she'erachnu le'el l'chot lashon hara ayen sham. Take a look at where we expanded earlier in the laws of lashon hara. Take a look over there. So the Chafetz Chaim is developing the idea that a person cannot just reveal the truth just because he stands to lose something if he doesn't. If the truth falls under the heading of Lashon Hara Rechilut, so then a person can't say, well, I have to reveal it because it's I'm going to lose if I don't. That's not good enough. We have to have good criterion that permit us to reveal the information. So that's what we're working through right now.